Another question about the proposed trial. How are you going to handle the issue of bevacizumab and surgery? How long are you going to wait? And how does this approach kind of contrast to the NSABP B40 approach?
What we've proposed for this trial, and what I didn't tell you, is that the sequence be changed so that the paclitaxel is given first and the AC is given second. And there are two reasons for that. The first has to do with the question that you implied, and that is the potential effect of bevacizumab on surgical wound healing. So if we give paclitaxel first, then we stop it and the bevacizumab, and we give the patients 12 weeks or 15 weeks of AC, there is a sufficient period of time that elapses there to allow bevacizumab to be cleared from the circulation, and presumably the administration of prior bevacizumab will not interfere with wound healing. But the second reason has to do with both practical observations from the MD Anderson group who initially reported this sequence and observations from Taghian, T-A-G-H-I-A-N, and colleagues out of Harvard, where they actually administered doxorubicin or paclitaxel to women with breast cancers in place and made the very interesting observation that women receiving paclitaxel had a reduction in tumor interstitial fluid pressure and an improvement in tissue oxygenation, PO2 levels, directly measured in situ in people. They did not see these effects from the doxorubicin, although the clinical responses looked about the same with the two drugs. So I think there is some preclinical rationale, if you will, preclinical based on people, though, to support the administration of the taxane first. So our present design proposal is to limit bevacizumab to the taxane phase and to do the taxane as the initial treatment rather than the follow-up treatment.